Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday morning, very chilly Tuesday morning here in the month of September. Last Tuesday in the month of September, the 27th, 13 minutes past the hour, 46 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion as we kick off the big Tuesday morning broadcast. And we're going to have some fun this morning. There's a lot of stuff to talk about kind of going on in the world and going on in Marion, so we'll kind of open up the broadcast with that. But then we've got something that I think is going to be a lot of fun to do this morning, so I hope you are ready for the big broadcast. Now, normally I would not start out with this, but we were doing Family Feud yesterday, and we introduced a new category. Now, the new category was Name a Popular Board Game. Now, we got four of them yesterday, four of the five. We got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and there was one answer left. And it's annoying to me that this one answer is left because it is my favorite board game. So I'm going to throw it out there, and if anybody guesses this, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But does anybody know the board game that we are missing? I'm going to get on with the other stuff here, but call in anytime if you know what board game we're missing and see if you know what my favorite board game is. So the question again is, name a popular board game. Now, we got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble, but there is one left. And as I said, the reason we're starting with this is because it is my favorite board game. Well, and this is my show, so there you go. So what is that final answer? Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble we have. What is that fifth popular board game? And it is number five on the list, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'll tell you, temperatures have been on a downward slide really since last Thursday, I guess, and they continued on a downward slide last night. I think we were in the 50s yesterday morning. This morning we're in the 40s. Now, I have not turned on my heat yet. Well, that's half true. Saturday morning, it was 69 degrees in my house, and I normally keep it at about 74. Well, it was 69 degrees in my house on Saturday morning, so I turned on the heat just for a minute to get it up to 74 and to make sure the heat was still working. By the way, that's a good thing to do this time of year, because you probably have not had your heat on since maybe March or April. And before it gets really, really cold, you might want to turn your heat on to see if it's working properly, and then shut it off if you don't want to keep it on. But last night, it got down to 69 degrees in here again, and it's pretty chilly. Now, it's 69 degrees at my thermostat. Now, I don't know what it is in my office. I tend to believe in my office here, where I do the show from, that it's probably a little cooler than 69 degrees, because the office is kind of a hallway down from where the thermostat is, so quite a ways from the thermostat. And also, the office tends to be the coolest room in the house because it faces the front, and we have big windows in the front of the house. So I always think the office is probably about 5 degrees cooler than the rest of the house. It always feels about 5 degrees cooler than the rest of the house. So, has anybody turned their heat on? already this year with this cold snap we've had. Like I say, I had mine on for a little bit on Saturday morning, but beyond that, I really have not had it on. Has anybody else turned their heat on? Are you tired of the little chills in the morning and the overnight sleeping that tends to get a little cool? You know what tends to happen? We've had summer where it's warm sleeping at night if you don't have air conditioning. So when we get to fall, people a lot of times just don't turn on the heat right away because they like sleeping in the cool weather at night because they're used to it from the summer. Or if you haven't had good air conditioning or no air conditioning at all, you say, hey, well, this is kind of nice, so you don't turn on the heat. Has anybody turned on their heat already this year? Or are you holding off for a certain cold spell or temperature change? You know, it's kind of interesting because we're at 46 degrees right now, which is only 14 degrees away from freezing. Now, isn't that an interesting way to think about it? 32 degrees is freezing, obviously, everybody knows that. And here we are at 46 degrees this morning, which is only 14 degrees away from freezing. But I don't think we think of it that way. I don't think we think that it's actually that cold outside right now. I'll tell you, it got cold last night when that storm came in. The storm blew in last night. What was it? Probably about maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. But boy, a storm kicked up and it got windy and it dropped the temperature probably a good 10 degrees, maybe more than that. I was out in that last night and I saw people running around. And then, of course, last night it gets sunny and nice. So what can you do? So has anybody turned their heat on, or does anybody know what board game we're missing here on the list of popular board games? Remember, we've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble. What is the one we're missing on the list of popular board games? 740-751-4038. Or, as I said, does anybody have a rubric or idea as to when they turn their heat on? We're getting pretty close to that time of year, I believe. I don't know if we're going to have a rebound or not. Maybe we will. I mean, this is the last week of September. October can be a little warm. We can have days in there that are in the 70s and sometimes even in the 80s. We'll see what happens as the season goes on. Okay, well, let's get to some local news here. Now, this is, I don't have this news story in front of me. I imagine it will come out today because it was apparently late last night. But there was a post, and I shouldn't do this on social media, but I trust the person who put this up there. Apparently, there was some kind of altercation last night at the Circle K convenience store on Main Street. And, you know, we don't have a police report on this or anything. So, again, this is not a police report that I'm reading to you. But essentially, there were two cars shooting at each other. And, you know, I heard this from a couple sources. Now, again, I don't know if it's true. And this, if this is not true, call in and tell me it's not true. But it's a horrible situation if it is. And like I say, I'm sure we will get a press release today from the city police department telling us what happened and why it happened and hopefully people who have been apprehended. But did anybody hear anything last night about a shootout at the Circle K on Main Street here in Marion? Apparently two cars were there shooting at each other. Can you imagine such a thing if this is true? And again, I'm not saying it is. Don't take this for the gospel because we don't have the police report yet. But apparently there were a lot of police cars there last night, and this is what they say was the problem. I can't imagine that something like that would go on Main Street, but what can you say if it did? So if anybody has any information on that, give me a buzz here this morning, 21 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Apparently a shootout at the Circle K last night on Main Street. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there saw the police cars and so on and so forth, whatever was going on there. The two questions we still have kind of pending out here right now. Does anybody know what's going to go in the old White Castle Popeyes building? The best we can figure out is by the color scheme that is, it's a cheesesteak place, a chain. If anybody knows what that is, give me a buzz. And I do want to mention this one more time, that the certified, I learned last week, last Thursday, I believe, that the certified on Main Street will be turned into a convenience store. Now, apparently it is owned by the people who own Boyd Funeral Home, but apparently they'll have alcohol and some other items. And the Boyd Funeral Home does own the house behind Certified as well as the parking lot behind Certified. So that was the news we got on that particular issue. The update on the Kroger strike. Well, Kroger has not called a strike yet, but where that particular situation... Because people are starting to ask. Now, I don't know if word is getting around town, or if people are seeing this on the internet, or they're watching the news. I don't know how this word is getting around. Because in the beginning, really, customers were not asking about this. But customers are asking quite a bit about this now. So the update is that the company, Kroger, is supposed to meet with the union today. And I guess we'll see what happens. But no strike being called as of yet. So that's where that is. And as I said yesterday, this could go two ways. Maybe they do want to make a deal so they don't have employees walking out, because that would probably leave the company in the lurch. But there is a school of thought that says, did they do this to kind of kick the can down the road to get their new employees trained before the old employees walk out? So I don't know what the exact situation is there, but there's going to be a meeting today, and I guess if there is a good proposal given, then we'll say, well, yes, they did want to come back and talk it out. And if there's not a great proposal, then I guess it's out the window. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that particular situation? You know, I know there are a lot of people in Marion who are very pro-union, and then there is also a group that is very anti-union. So it's kind of split down the middle, I think. And whatever happens, happens. But certainly the people, the citizens of Marion, are definitely interested in this story. Now, yesterday, I talked about this story, but I don't think we really talked about it on the air. It was a story in the Marion Star on Sunday, and basically it was an editorial by the editorial staff at the Marion Star. And the headline was, Adults Must Lead by Example in Solving Discipline Crisis in the Marion City Schools. And, I don't have the Star in front of me, so I'm not really sure exactly what that article was about. But we've talked about that many times on this show, about the adults are going to have to set the example for the children. Now, I think this article, this editorial, came out of an article that was in the Star last week that I did read. I think it was in Thursday or Friday's Star, about a board meeting last week with the Marion City Schools in which apparently they were talking about mental health for the students, and who they were going to contract with to do this. And apparently one of the school board members spoke kind of abruptly to the interim superintendent and his staff, and a gentleman got up who was just attending the school board meeting and said, listen, I support the school board and what they're doing, but the way you're talking to the superintendent, I think you owe them an apology. So it's an interesting story. And does anybody have an opinion on it on this Tuesday morning? 26 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. People are going to have to get their coffee and wake up this morning when it comes to these stories. Now, there is a story in the Star in the in today's paper. I think it's today's paper. Somebody will have to tell me if it's today's paper or not. Oh, we're getting a call. This will be good. Thank goodness gracious. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about the board game Sorry?
Not Sorry, but that's a popular one. Good game. Good guess.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Not Sorry. And, you know, that is a fun game. I do like to play that. You know why I like to play Sorry? It's fairly quick. I mean, I do like quick board games. Now, the game on this list is fairly quick, but not probably as quick as Sorry. But the question is, name a popular board game. Now, the four answers we have are Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble. But there is still one answer left on the list. And as I said, the reason I led with this morning is the one answer we don't have is my favorite board game. So does anybody know what it is? Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and one answer left on the board here. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Now, does anybody have an opinion on the Marion Star story in regard to the Marion City Schools? Now, the other Star story that I wanted to talk about, now, I don't know if it's in today's paper or not, because you never really know. I saw it online. Basically, it was posted online at 6:10 a.m. This morning, September 27th. Now, I don't know if it's in today's paper or not, but basically the headline reads, Marion County officials say churches needed in battle against drugs. And it's got a picture of Sheriff Bales there. Now, what do you make about that? I think that's kind of an interesting statement for the Marion County officials to say this. Marion County officials say churches needed in battle against drugs. Now, if anybody's read this story or has any insight, if it is in today's paper, if you got up early this morning and read this morning's paper and see that article, can anybody tell me what that article is really about? I just saw it right before we were going on air, so I have not had a chance to read it. But does anybody out there get the paper or get the subscription online and has read that article and know what they're talking about? Because I wonder what the partnership would be that is needed in regard to the battle against drugs here in Marion that the Marion County officials say that churches would help with. I'm not that churches couldn't help. I think that's fascinating. Because there are a lot of churches in Marion, and I wonder what the partnership would do. So has anybody gotten the paper or read that article or know what's going on? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, when I ask these articles about the Marion Star, like the Marion County officials saying a church is needed in battle against drugs, or the article from Sunday, which says the adults must take the lead by example in solving the discipline crisis. You know, I always think about Judy Summers because she used to get the newspaper, and I believe she still drops the newspaper off at the studio. As a matter of fact, that's where I saw the article last week, last Thursday, about Marion City Schools. And last time we spoke with Judy was on Friday, and she was trying to get her son to put tune in on her Fire Stick so she could listen to the station here again every day. And I hope we hear from Judy soon, because I hope she was able to get that done so she can listen to the station every day. I think she also said she was having some problems with a cat, and also having some problems. I think she said she had to get an MRI or something when she called in last week. So I hope Judy's doing fine. And Judy, if you're out there, I know you're fervent in getting the Marion paper, and also a fervent listener to this station. So give me a buzz if you're out there or have any information regarding this. 740-751-4038. You know, we also used to have a lady who called in who was a fervent listener. Now, I do remember her at one point telling me that she could get us on her smart television. Now, I hope she's still out there, and I hope she was able to get us on the smart television, although I have not heard from her in quite a while, so hope she's still out there. And if she is, maybe she can give us a call, because she used to have really good opinions when it came to certainly the Marion City Schools. I remember having a lot of conversations with her in regard to the Marion City Schools, and heaven knows that that conversation seemingly is continuing to go on, as the Star did their editorial yesterday. So those are the questions, 740-751-4038. And again, we still have our Family Feud question here. Still looking for our final answer. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, we've got chess, we've got checkers, we've got Scrabble, and there is one answer left. And as I say, what's annoying to me with this particular game is that the one answer that's left is my favorite board game. So I'm hoping somebody is able to guess my favorite board game here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble, and the final answer we do not know as of yet. And just a little plug before we get to... I wanted to talk about this before we get to the plug here. You know, there's a lot going on in Ukraine, and we've covered a lot of that on this particular station. But apparently, Ukraine is doing very well right now against the Russian army. And there are a lot of reports that Vladimir Putin is very unhappy, obviously, that his Russian army is not taking the lead over in Ukraine. And we all know that Vladimir Putin has nuclear weapons. And I guess there is a little bit of a fear right now that he might use those on Ukraine. But apparently, the other countries around the world are basically telling him that he should not do that. That if he does that, it's not going to be good. Basically, I don't know. There's a lot of stories right now. Bloomberg, well, right now, CNN is reporting Russia invades Ukraine. So you got that going on. I don't know. I know there was a story about nuclear weapons, and basically the idea was is that Vladimir Putin should not use those nuclear weapons. Yesterday it says U.S. warnings against Putin's nuclear threats mark a sobering moment. Well, yeah, I would say that... That's probably true. And CNBC, was reporting yesterday that U.S. warns of horrific consequences if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine. So this is going to be something to watch. New York Times, U.S. warns Russia of catastrophic consequences if it uses nuclear weapons. Well, I don't know what that means when it comes to that, but... It's going to be very interesting. Fascinating in a lot of ways. Because I don't know how that's all going to shake out. But do you think Russia will use the nuclear weapons? And, apparently we are going to answer that if they do. And that's going to be a very tricky situation when it comes to America and Russia. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think Putin's crazy enough to use the nuclear weapons in Ukraine if he can't get what he needs done with troops, which basically has been going on, 4 or 5 months? It's unbelievable we've come to this point. I think back to the Cold War and the nuclear weapon talk, and now here we are in 2022 and talking about nuclear weapons again. Something on a lighter note here. You know, I've trashed the movie Dirty Dancing on this show I don't know how many times. So this is kind of funny, because now there was an ad that popped up on my social media this morning that says movies for grown-ups, and the picture is of Dirty Dancing with Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Now, here's how AARP describes the movie. An innocent teen gets a jolt of culture shock when she crushes on the hotel's slick, handsome dance instructor. Now, what's funny about this, as I said, is that it's being advertised by AARP. Now, what is that? I know it's retired people as RP. Is it the American Association of Retired People? But apparently, that is where Dirty Dancing is now. It is a movie recommendation for the AARP group, American Association of Retired People. That should be a sobering thought for a lot of people out there. I guess you can't stay young forever, and neither can the people in the movie Dirty Dancing. All right, does anybody know the last game? Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble, and one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? What's that last popular board game? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll try again with life.
Not life, but that's a good guess, too.
I'll get it one of these times.
You're going to hit it. You're going to hit it. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Life does not get in. So, no. You know, I don't believe in my life that I have ever played Life. So, that would certainly not be my favorite board game. This really is my favorite all-time board game to play if I'm going to get out a board game and play it. The question again, name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and one answer left. And as I've said, the one answer left is my favorite board game. 740-751-4038. What is that last board game? 740-751-4038. And did anybody read the newspapers and can shed some light on us in regard to the statement by the Marion County officials that churches are needed in the battle against drugs? Or what the article in Sunday's paper had to do with adults must lead by example in solving discipline crisis in the Marion City schools. So those are the stories. And did anybody hear anything last night about apparently what was a shooting over at the Circle K on Main Street? Has any more news come out about that since last evening? 740-751-4038. That's the phone number to dial. We'd be interested to hear from you. Oh, and the little plug I was going to put in, we talked a lot about it yesterday, and actually we had a little conversation about it as we were going off the air yesterday. Abby will be in Friday because Linda is going to be out on a vacation. I guess it's not a vacation for her, but she has to go do something, so Linda will not be in on Friday. So Abby will be in, and I think somebody else is coming in, but we have to double-check about that. But Abby will be in on Friday, and, you know, we're still trying to come up with this competition. And yesterday we had some suggestions about the competition in regard to strength competitions, and they were good suggestions. I think we got them right at the end of the show. But the problem is that I'm not sure that they are doable. As I said yesterday, you know what? We're getting a guess from one of our friends, Rich Gorenflo. Rich, I hear you're out there listening, I would guess, and you got the right answer. Now, I'm not going to give the people the right answer right yet, but let's just say that, yes, you got the right answer. So Rich Gorenflo, who's out there listening on a listening device, obviously, did get the answer. So, Rich, you got it, but I'm not going to say the answer on the air yet. So who else has this answer? Rich got it right. That is my favorite board game. Rich, if you're out, so I imagine you're still out there listening. Do you enjoy that board game as well? I love that board game. The question is, name a popular board game. We got Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble, and what is the final favorite board game? Rich got it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour. Well, anyway, like I say, Abby's coming in Friday, and you know, we're going to do this. We're going to, no matter what it takes, we're going to get this competition thing out of the way on Friday. And we had some suggestions yesterday on what to do with this competition, but I don't know that any of them, even though they were good suggestions yesterday, I don't know really that any of them are really doable. Now, one of them was a foot race around the building. Well, the problem with that is you can't really do that on the air because you would have to leave your microphone to do it. So you really can't do a foot race. And then the other one was thumb wrestling. And I don't know that thumb wrestling really would show that she's strong. And there's something about Abby that, well, I don't know if she would like that. I don't know. She would not like me to say this on the air. Maybe she's not listening, so I can say it on the air and get away with it this morning. I haven't heard from her this morning, so if she's not listening, I can get away with this without her having a conniption. But she has said this about herself, so I don't really know that I'm talking out of school when I say this. But the thumb wrestling, I don't think would work because she has very manly hands. Now, she called them that. I did not refer to her hands as manly, but she has called her hands manly hands. So I don't know that the thumb wrestling would work. And then we had the suggestion yesterday about arm wrestling. And to be honest with you, that's never good for the guy when there's a guy-girl situation. Because honestly, if the guy beats the girl, then people go, oh, you beat a girl. Is that really a big deal? And then if you lose, you lost to a girl. So that's not really a good idea. So we're going to have to find something that works, that allegedly shows her strength. We'll see if it happens. But does anybody got the board game? Rich got it, but will anybody else get it? Name a popular board game. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, the board games we got are Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble, and one left here. We know Ryan's trying out there to get it, and Rich has always been good at the games we play here on the station, and he picked it right off. One of my favorite board games. Also, Judy Summers, if you're out there, or Lee, let us know. Give us a buzz. I always told Lee, call in anytime you know we're on the air. It's always good to hear from you. You know, Lee could call in, and we could let him guess here. Could say, hey, Lee, what do you think the favorite board game is? 740-751-4038. So anyway, Friday, Abby will be in from 12 to 1, and hopefully somebody else who we haven't had on in quite a while. I believe she's coming in, but we'll find out as the week progresses. I do not have a total confirmation as of yet. Now, I said we were going to do something fun this morning, and for me, this is what makes this an educational program. Now, yesterday, I learned that the Merriam-Webster, oh, let's take the phone call first, and we'll come back to this. Let's take that a magical phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Operation?
You know, that's not on the list, but it's a good guess. Hey, Ryan, what do you think? You know what's going on. What in the world can we do Friday that will be sensible so we can get this out of the way when Abby comes in?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really been thinking. I've been listening to you guys, but I really don't know what would be a good one.
Well, do you agree with my take on, I mean, obviously we can't go out and run around the station on the air, And she's got the man hands, so I don't think thumb wrestling's a good idea. And when a guy arm wrestles a girl, if you win, people don't... It's like, oh, you beat a girl. Big deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you guys could do.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what we could do. I mean, those three suggestions were all good, and they certainly would prove if she's strong or not. But I don't know if...
Yeah, and like, you know, cornhole or something like that doesn't...
No.
Doesn't show your strength.
No, and you know what? And to be honest with you, I'm not saying she's a powerhouse, and I don't think she's saying she's a powerhouse. But I think she's saying she's stronger than the average girl. I think that must be what she's saying. And I'm just curious to find this out, but I don't know that those three are plausible, because it's hard.
Yeah, it is. I'll keep thinking. If I think of something that makes sense that would work, I'll give you a call back in.
Hey, or if you can guess this game. Rich got it, but I want somebody else to get it.
All right, I'll keep thinking.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, all right, bye.
All right, our friend Ryan out there. Now, the guess operation was not the answer. We're looking for a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, chess, checkers, and Scrabble. I about gave the right answer there. Wouldn't that have been a mess? 740-751-4038. Well, basically, here's the issue with the whole thing Friday. And it's going to happen Friday in the noon hour. And I think we're going to have somebody else in the studio Friday with us, Abby and I. Not Linda. Linda will be on vacation Friday, as I said. But somebody else will be there. But essentially, we're going to get this out of the way, and then we'll never have to talk about it again. But the three suggestions we had yesterday, as I said, I just don't know that they're good suggestions. Because we can't go out and run around the studio. And to be honest with you, with the weather the way it is, the muddiness and the coldness, that's not going to work, even though they were good suggestions. And the thumb wrestling I don't think is going to work, because as I said earlier, and she has said this, so it's not like I'm talking out of school here, that she has the man hands, probably from doing a lot of yard work or something. And arm wrestling doesn't work, because as I said, if you beat a girl, people go, wow, you beat a girl. And if you lose to a girl, then that's really shameful. So you don't want to do that. So I don't know. We're going to come up with something. See how it goes. But that will be Friday. And if anybody has any suggestions, please let me know, and we will pick this thing. You know what? It'll be a lot of fun, really, in the end. It'll be fun to have a little competition and see if she wins. Because, you know, there is always a chance that she could win. Remember a few years ago in the Olympics with that Jamaican bobsled team? Nobody thought they could win, and here in the end, they ended up winning? That's kind of the fun of this, because everybody likes a competition. You know, people like football, basketball, all those sorts of things. So we'll find out if she's strong. And although I can't imagine she is, that's all I'm saying. Again, I'm not saying she's weak. And I'm not saying that she's not competitive. I think she's all those things. But I just don't think abnormally strong. Stronger than the average girl. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Nothing disparaging. Does anybody know what this last game is? Rich Gorenflow's already guessed it this morning. 740-751-4038. Name a popular board game. Well, you know what? Maybe in the hour, second hour this morning, maybe we'll hear from Abby if she has a free moment. Maybe she can comment on these competitions or come up with one of her own so we can put a stake in this and start advertising for Friday what's going to go on. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble. And one answer left on the board. Who has the final answer left on the board? 740-751-4038. I got to tell you, I love this, that AARP is saying that Dirty Dancing is now one of their movie picks. That just tells you that the march of time is going on. AARP and Dirty Dancing now. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, the fun thing that I said that we were going to do the story this morning, and I find this fun. And this is why I feel that we are an educational station. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, I'm sure you've got one at home, which has been around since 1828. Now, every year, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary adds words to the dictionary. And this year, they added, I think it was 370 words. So I thought we would go through some of these words that Merriam-Webster added this year. Now these words heretofore were not in the dictionary. Now, let's start with the first one. I bet people are shocked that this one is in the dictionary, or wasn't in the dictionary, maybe. Dumb phone is now in the dictionary. Now, the definition for a dumb phone is a cell phone that does not include advanced software features such as email or an internet browser, typically found on smartphones. You know what? I thought I had a dumb phone until I read this definition. Because my phone is old, but it does have a browser and it does have email, so I can do that. But that is a dumb phone. A dumb phone is a, and it's in the dictionary now, as of this year. Here's another one for you. Video doorbell. Video doorbell is now in the dictionary. A small security camera that is designed for use on an exterior door that includes or connects to a doorbell that often has a microphone and speaker. Doorbell camera. Now, here are some other ones that might be a little more difficult that we might not use in everyday life. Okay, let's see here. Let me grab one. Microgrid. Microgrid. M-I-C-R-O, grid. A small grid, especially a local electrical grid that can be connected to a larger network, but that is also capable of operating independently. Microgrid. That's now in the dictionary as of this year. Now, here's one for you. Now, I'm curious to see if anybody knows what the definition of this is. Greenwash. Greenwash. Now, I've heard of whitewash, but does anybody know what greenwash is? Now, greenwash now has been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Does anybody know what greenwash means? 740-751-4038. Now, here's one for you. Laggy. Laggy is now in the dictionary. Can you imagine this? L-A-G-G-Y. Laggy is now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Now, does anybody know, can anybody call in and give me a good definition for laggy? L-A-G-G-Y? 740-751-4038. All right, I'm going to give you the last, not laggy. I want somebody to tell me what laggy is. I think somebody can come up with that. But greenwash, now here's what greenwash is. It's a verb. To make something, such as a product, policy, or practice, appear to be more environmentally friendly or less environmentally damaging than it really is. But there is a second definition for this. To mislead by means of greenwashing. Something, such as a claim or an action, that is intended to make a product, policy, activity, etc., appear to be more environmentally friendly or less environmentally damaging than it really is. So I guess if you lie to somebody and say, well, this is environmentally friendly, that's a greenwash. I've never heard anybody use that term, but it is now in the dictionary. Now, the term laggy is also in the dictionary now. Does anybody know what the term laggy means? guess. I'd love to somebody to give me a guess on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What does laggy mean? L-A-G-G-Y. And again, you don't have to be right on with these definitions. You just tell me what you think laggy means. You might be right. It's in the dictionary now, you know. And again, we've almost been doing this for an hour now. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and there's one answer left. What is that last popular board game? Ryan's been after it this morning, but we don't have it yet. Rich Gorenflow guessed it on the internet. He must be listening on his mobile device. But this morning, he sent it in via Messenger, and he did get it right. But I'm waiting to see if anybody else gets it right. And we do have Abby out there listening this morning, although she hasn't said anything rude this morning. So maybe she's not listening as closely. There might be something going on with her right now. Because usually when she's listening, I get like a slew of comments. Especially when I would say something like she has man hands. Although, I don't think she would get angry at that because she has said that about herself. So it's not like that's some big secret. And maybe we'll hear from her next hour and we can get this all figured out in the friendly stream of competition. I don't know why this is so hard to come up with. You know, kids do strength tests all the time. But I'm trying to think of what kids do now to prove that they're strong. You know, the push-up, the pull-up, all that sort of thing, you really can't do that inside of a radio studio. So I'm not really sure what we're going to do, and it's certainly not like we're going to bring the weight bench in. So we got to figure something out here. We'll work it out. What is the favorite board game here? Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble. What is that last board game? 59 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what the term laggy means? I'm going to let you think on that during the break, and hopefully somebody's got the answer when we come back. It is now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Laggy, L-A-G-G-Y. Go ahead, caller.
Candyland.
A good one, but not the right one. Good guess, though.
What about Battleship?
Not Battleship. Good guess, too.
All righty.
Okay, Ryan slips in with two more, Candyland and Battleship, as we head to the break. All right, think about your favorite board games and think about what the term laggy means. And we will be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch the dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a physical act. I'm going to blow up your act. Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see you. That's how probably.
Well, Porky, you know, I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to be a cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a...